So you're probably asking yourself, how to successfully grow a facility management company in today's digital age while still remaining profitable? You know that marketing should probably be in the mix, but you may not know the best approach, the newest strategies, or which digital platforms to market on. So how do you use marketing to grow your FM business today? That is a question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Javier Lozano Jr., and welcome to the Facility Management Marketing Podcast.
Welcome to another episode. So this next episode, what I'm going to do, and the reason I'm doing these again, not that I took a break, is that I wanted to kind of test to see how my episodes would do when it came to evaluating websites. And so I'm going to be evaluating another website. This one actually I'm really impressed with. And so in the past, I've already evaluated Nest Integrated Facility Management, and I also evaluated Trillium Facility Services. Where are they? And so those are the two that I've already evaluated when it came to kind of like how they have their site set up. And so I'm kind of, you know, wanting to give people some ideas on what to think about when it came to website design. And your website does matter. And so I try to encourage, and we do this as well too, to follow best practices and to not follow what other companies are doing out in the market that are your competitors. So if you're trying to copy what your competitors are doing, then you're going to just really set yourself behind. So you really shouldn't even be paying attention to what they're doing. And you might be saying, well, then Javier, why are you evaluating, you know, these companies that are in the facility space? What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to open the eyes up to other marketing leaders or to other marketers or executives to think differently about their website and see if they can start saying, okay, look, I this is what I'm doing. Oh, I see what he's talking about. We shouldn't be doing that, or we should be doing this. Let's find some other companies that are in different spaces that we can model. And this is what you're going to be trying to do. So right now I'm on Service Channel's website, which is just servicechannel.com. And off the bat, I'm already impressed with it. And the biggest thing that I love about it is that it looks as though it's one of their customers that is smiling and he's standing in front of a wall of refrigerators. I don't know what you call them, but just like in the grocery store. And then there's a lady also smiling and looking, you know, at, you know, in the glass or whatever. So I'm a big fan of having customers, if they're really yours, smile. And that really changes the, just changes stuff. It changes how people, you know, engage with your website. Like, like we do that with our website. So if you go to ratmate.com, it's actually one of our customers and he's smiling at the front. And I love it. It is because that is like our prototypical customer. It's like, his name is John and he basically installs cabinets and stuff like that. And he's super cool guy, you know, down to earth kind of person. And he's like the epitome of our customer. He really is like our poster child, if you will. And so he's amazing. And so we put him on the cover of our website on our homepage, and our homepage converts at 20%. And so that just kind of tells you, like, we kind of found the right mix, you know? So anyways, with that, going back to Service Channel, their headline is "Peace of Mind Through Peak Facility Performance." And I love this headline because what it's doing is it's every facility manager is always, you know, dealing with fires and there's no peace and all this other stuff. And it's just nightmares. And you hear all these things, but what they're trying to do is like, hey, we're going to ease you. We're going to give you peace of mind. And your facility is going to be running at peak levels, at peak performance. And then on top of that, they have a dude smiling. And then essentially looks like which is a facility manager. And then maybe the other person is like, I'm going to say like a facility service provider that is smiling with him because it essentially is like, see, like we're bringing you peace. So I love that. That is very simple. Tells you exactly what they do. And then right below it, they have their subtitle or their sub headline, which is going to be their H2. So like the peace of mind through peak facility performance is going to be their H1. And then this is going to be their H2, which is going to be Service Channel empowers facilities and store operation teams to provide the best possible guest and employee experience. achieve brand excellence with the number one facilities management software and services. And this is perfect. I'm not guessing what they do. I'm not trying to think like, okay, what are you doing? So basically they're saying is like, we are empowering facilities and store operations teams, and we want to give the best experience to both employees and guests. And we want you to achieve excellence. And you can do that by using the number one facility software and service provider. That's it. Like, it's very straightforward. And then the other thing that I love the very most is their call to action. Call to action is consistent on this so far. Okay. And so when you look at a website, I've said this before, your eyes travel in a Z pattern. So it goes from service channel, which is in the top left corner where their logo is, goes all the way across the navigation to where the CTA button is, which is blue in this case, to where your eyes go diagonally, which is going to be crossing over the peace of mind, peak performance, peak facility performance, and then going across to the right again, which is where their sub headline is, and then another call to action, which is book a demo. So consistency with their call to action, they follow the Z pattern, and then they also have a passive call to action. So it's very clear their number one thing is that they want you to book a demo. That is what they want you to do. But the passive call to action is going to be talk to sales. And so the reason they want you to book a demo is because they've nailed, I'm assuming they've nailed this demo. They've nailed how the demo is done, what they go over, what they, you know, all that stuff. I'm not going to click on the button yet. We're just going to keep kind of scrolling through the site. I'll start clicking on the navigation in just a minute. But from there, scroll down, and then you've got your trusted by 500 plus leading brands globally. So it's going to be all your logos. And this is smart to put it relatively high so that people are like, okay, cool. Adidas, AMC, Levi's, Total Wine and More, CVS Health, like all these companies are using ServiceChannel. So that's awesome. And then they have another section that says deliver top-notch locations with less stress. And so this is going to be talking about operational excellence made easier, visibility into all assets and work orders, and agile facilities give the competitive edge. So this is going to be kind of like their value prop. And so what they've done here is that they've segmented kind of like, you know, what makes them awesome. Operational excellence made easier. So they have a little section that talks about it. It says keep things running smoothly and increase revenue by leveraging the full potential of your facilities, team, and budget. So that's awesome. Like, those are things that are important to facility managers. Visibility into all assets and work orders. That's their second value prop. Instead of putting out fires, prevent them. Proactively manage every location through preventative maintenance and work order management. So again, like, they are saying like, hey, we can help you do this, and you don't even have to like try to put out the fires. You can be on top of it before they even happen. And their last value prop is going to be their agile facilities give the competitive advantage. Greater control brings greater freedom of rapidly shift priorities, resources, and workflows without impacting customer experience. So again, another value prop. So I love this where they talk about the problem very quickly at the very top. They tell you how they fix it. They talk about what they do, you know, what their service is, the logos that use them, the value props. And then they have testimonial. So they have testimonials that you can scroll through. Not that it automatically goes and scrolls for you. So this is one that you actually click on. And these are top-notch testimonials from like Louis Vuitton and some other companies. All right. And then their solutions. They have three options. Very simple. Okay. And it says our solutions. And so they have ServiceChannel platform, ServiceChannel managed, and then service provider marketplace. And they talk about each one. They're very like short to the point what it is. And so our solutions, that headline is, you know, right below it says, whether you have your own facilities team or you're looking for a partner to manage the day-to-day, our flexible solutions are tailored to your business goals. And this is perfect because what this does is that it says, hey, we can help you no matter where you are in your facility journey as a facility manager. And so this is great. And they lay it out very clean. Okay. Right below that, they have a quiz. And then that's going to be, this is another section that says, level up your facilities management strategy, take the free assessment. And then, so this free facilities management maturity assessment to see how your business stacks up. I think this is great because this is a very passive lead gen. So what it is that they know that not everyone's going to probably book a demo, but someone might take a quiz and they're going to put in some basic information and then they're going to email them and say, hey, this is the result of, you know, what your quiz is. I'm just assuming, I haven't taken the quiz. So I'm assuming that's how it's going to work, but this is very passive. Lots of people want to know how they stack up against them, against their peers. And this is one of those where I bet ServiceChannel has a lot of data about the facility management industry from facility managers on, you know, the do's and don'ts and things that are going right and things that are going wrong and that sort of stuff. And this is going to be, I think this is going to be huge. Okay. Next section is we serve leaders across a range of industries, including, and then it talks about all the industries that they serve. So restaurants, groceries. So this is kind of saying like, hey, we serve everything, but without them saying everything. And so this is smart because again, this works for the SEO play. And then the next piece is going to be see your brand thrive. And this is going to be their video. And so they have a short little 3.5 minute video or 3 minute, 20 second video. I haven't pushed play on it. We're not going to do that right now. But this is great because for the visual people that don't want to read anything, this is probably going to be people that are customers talking about their experience using ServiceChannel and that sort of stuff. So this is amazing. Okay. Next section is going to be leader in IDC market space report. And this is going to be kind of like your, I guess the best way to kind of put it is like your white paper that they probably have put together and you can download now. Again, haven't clicked on the link yet, so I'm not sure where it's going to take me. I obviously have to opt in for it, but still, this is okay. This is another passive way of kind of getting some leads or interested people. And then right below that is going to be thought leadership. And these look like to be blogs and podcasts. So it's, you know, basically one for grocery, one's a podcast, one's an ebook. And then below that, another section of testimonial with video. So it's a quote from somebody that's a plumber. And it looks like it's co-owner of Gennaro Plumbing, probably like a vendor. And then right below that is breathe easy, talk to one of our experts today. Let's talk. So that's going to be probably talking to sales. And then the very bottom of that is going to be your footer. So very well sectioned off. There's section breaks where like, this is a new section. This is a new section. And it's the copy is very tight, which I love. Like I'm all about long copy. So if you've not known this, I'm a huge believer in long copy, but I do believe short copy also works a very big role. But this is very tight because they know that their homepage needs to sum up a whole bunch of information without, you know, just barfing on somebody. And that's what they're doing. So good job. Kudos to ServiceChannel for doing this. And I'll start clicking around. So on their navigation, they have solutions, customers, resources, about, and support. Solutions are going to be where the solutions are for like the ServiceChannel platform, ServiceChannel managed, and then service provider marketplace. And then they have this thing called use cases within that same, within the same solutions section. And it's like work order software, assess asset management, a bunch of other stuff, and then take an assessment. So very well sectioned. Like this is an important thing because people are going to be like, all right, what kind of things do you solve? All right. And then customers, basically what they've done here is that they've said, okay, hey, we are in these industries. So they lay out all the industries that they're in, restaurants, grocery, retail, luxury retail, et cetera, functions. So like who they work with, facilities management, operations, construction, sourcing and procurement, finance, and then service providers. So provider solutions, get started, integration services, and provider central. I'm not really familiar with that, but I'm going to be assuming that these are going to be like their vendors and information about their vendors. And then the next piece on their navigation is going to be resources. So this is going to be like blogs, case studies, ebooks, events, podcasts, reports, spend index, video, and webinars. The last is going to be is about, which is careers, partners, and press, and then support. Notice that their about is not at the very beginning because they understand that they are trying to convert people based off of their solutions and what they offer, not like, hey, we've been around since 1995. Like, no one gives a shit about when you've been around. Like, and it sounds offensive when I say that, but no one cares. No one cares how long you've been around. What they care about is the problems that you solve. Like, how quickly are you going to solve their problems? Why, you know, it's, you're able to do that. Like, what kind of, you know, systems or frameworks or that sort of stuff. But it becomes very like, what can you do for me versus, you know, another kind of way of kind of looking at this. So I love their navigation, spot on. Okay. Now let's click on their book a demo call to action. So we click on book a demo, takes us to a new page, very simple opt-in form. Looks like they're using HubSpot. The one knock I have on this is that they've got the HubSpot form, which is solid. They've got like the number one facilities management platform. You get your contact information, which is fine. Is their request now. So like you put in your contact info and the button that makes, you know, that submits it is orange. That button should not be orange. It should be a different color. It should be part of their, you know, colors, on the website. So that you can customize. And I believe whoever did their website or whoever's doing part of their marketing probably missed that. So, hey, we all make mistakes. Like I know there's mistakes on our website that I kind of sometimes overlook because there's more bigger fish to fry sometimes, but that's just a small thing. But straightforward kind of, you know, straightforward capture form. So that's solid right there. Now, if I click on talk to sales, that takes me to another lead capture form, but a little bit of a different title. So we're excited to answer your questions. And this is going to be a little different. So a couple less questions, but again, call to action button is orange. So not detrimental by any means to the website, but it just kind of shows that it's like a third party thing or they overlooked it. So as I kind of scroll through, we're going to click on one of the other ones, which is the quiz. So take the free assessment. So let me see what this looks like. Click on take the free assessment. It looks like it's a pop-up form and it's a type form. This is awesome. So it's a type form and it's just got questions. And essentially you're just going through and just kind of like, you know, putting stuff down for different questions that they ask that they're going to be assessing you. And I don't know how many questions there are, but I'm just kind of going through it very fast. So I love this. I know not a lot of people are going to fill this out. I understand that. But this is a very low, like, hey, you know, do you want to see how you measure up with your peers? Like some people, this actually matters to people. Like they want to know that they're running a very solid facility. That's good. And then they're going to ask you for your email address. And then from there, they're going to probably submit like, you know, hey, this is how you rank up. So solid. I love it. This is a great approach for just kind of trying to capture contact info, building a little bit of trust, and then working those contacts via email. So next thing I want to kind of do is I want to dive into their solutions. They have got three solutions that they offer: Service Channel Platform, Service Channel Managed, and then Service Provider Marketplace. So if I hit on Service Channel Platform, just click on Learn More. Right here, it just kind of, again, major call to actions, book a demo, facilities management software, and then just kind of talks about like, it's kind of laid out the same way as the homepage. Here are some major brands that are using us. And then they talk about like their Val props, get everyone on the same page and everything in great shape. And they talk about some testimonials, which is great. So it's very structured like their homepage. Like these guys, I guarantee they follow some sort of framework, such as the as a story brand framework for designing websites. I would not be surprised if they did that because the way this is structured is spot on, and then they probably put their own spin to it. And then they kind of went over their features, functionality, for all the other fun stuff, and then some other like blogs and reports and stuff like that that goes along, FAQ, solid. I love this, okay? The next solution is Service Channel Managed. So this one, again, it's pushing for the book a demo. So you can tell that like booking a demo is kind of a big deal to them. They go over their logos that you're using this correctly or currently, their Val props. It's structured the same way, a testimonial with a video, some features and functionality of that service. some content resources, FAQs, same thing. And then if you go to the service provider marketplace, same thing. Book a demo. The companies that are using them, their Val props. I mean this is like perfect. Okay, like I'm beyond impressed on how this is done. So kudos to ServiceChannel on how they structure this website. You know, like the thing is that I know everybody's in the facility space listening to this, but I'm not saying copy them. What I'm saying is model what they're doing and pay attention to how they're doing it. Don't use the same words. Don't put it in the same order. Like, model it. See how they're doing this so you have a better understanding. I guarantee your site's going to perform better. And then, like, you know, their footer, nothing crazy on their footer. It's pretty basic, pretty vanilla. The last thing I'm going to kind of click on is going to be on the about. So if I click on about, it just talks about their story. They were founded in 99. And then in 2021, they join Fort Tive Group by leading technology companies. So it looks like they're probably acquired by a VC firm or probably I'm just losing my mind right now. A private equity, a PE firm. So this is good. Their values, like, and this is not like pressing into, from what I'm seeing, like their CEO and anything like that. Like, this is, I'm not saying that's not important stuff, guys, but what I'm getting to is that, like, those things no one cares about. They care about the problems that you can solve. Okay, so spot on. This is a great website that I would definitely encourage you to model and kind of, you know, help you kind of structure. And then start finding other sites out there that are kind of structured like this in different industries. So you can kind of learn a little bit more about how to best handle this and just kind of go from there. So hope this was helpful. Three things that I ask at the end of my podcast every single time. Number one is please give us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Number two, please share this podcast with somebody else. Our podcast is like on the verge of hitting 5,000 downloads. And it's been roughly 18 months already. We're over 165 episodes, maybe. Let me see how many episodes we've published. I don't remember. We've published quite a bit. So over 160 episodes, almost 5,000 downloads. And you might be thinking, like, well, that's not a lot of downloads. And so keep in mind, this is a very niche podcast. We just talk marketing. That's it. Okay. And on top of that, you know, we only focus on facility services, and I'm sorry, I'm just drawing a blank right now, and property management and those kinds of industries that are already kind of doing that kind of stuff. So very niche. So you sharing this podcast helps us quite a bit. And then the last thing is connect with me on LinkedIn. So feel free to kind of share with me what you like, what you don't like, what episodes you've been listening, what you want me to cover. If you have questions about, you know, just anything else along those lines, like, love to hear them, but this helps me kind of produce the kind of content that's going to be important to you. So otherwise, you know, if you can do those three things, that'd be great. Other than that, I hope you guys have a great day and I'll talk to everybody later.
All right, guys. Thanks for taking a listen to our Facility Management Marketing Podcast Secrets. This is your host, Javier Lozano Jr. One other ask I've got for you guys is to subscribe to our email list. You can go to bouldermediasolutions.com/email. And that way you can get updates on some marketing trends that I'm seeing, some strategies that I'm executing. And more importantly, I'll be actually launching some webinars and training that's going to help your company use marketing strategies to essentially grow your business. We'll be doing some training, offering some courses, that sort of stuff. So you can always unsubscribe to that email list. It's no big deal. It's not going to hurt my feelings. This is more for facility management companies that want to grow their business by using marketing. All right, guys, thanks a lot and have a great one.